The Lord be with you.
Welcome
to the Lord's house on this second Sunday after the Epiphany. Jesus is epiphanied, revealed as the Son of God and as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world by the preaching of John the Baptizer. And that sets the context for us to observe Life Sunday today. Two extra inserts in your bulletin. One comes from Lutherans for Life, and the other is about a service and discussion at the seminary this Friday, especially for those of us who have suffered or experienced miscarriages or stillbirths, whether that be recently or in the long past. Poinsettias may be taken home by those who gave them. Mosaics Bible, a baby bottle fundraiser has begun. You can pick up a bottle back in the narthex, fill it with change or a check or bills and return them next month with your donations. That helps the life work of Mosaics. Bible classes today in the social hall on temptation. In the classroom, in classroom one, real life, we'll be talking about the commandments. And on Wednesday, 10 a.m. at Cedar Trails, 7:15 p.m. here at church. Also, if you would please check the master church directory, which is back in on the table back in the narthex, and make sure that the information for your family is correct. And Randy indicated on there what you're supposed to do if it is correct. Maybe it was put a star or a check mark or something. I don't remember what it was. But indicate if it's correct or change anything that's wrong, if you would. Are there any other announcements or prayers this morning? Greet one another in the peace of the Lord. I was reminded that I did not didn't tell everybody that I'm a grandpa. John Lee Kaiserman was born on what day is today? On Friday at 7:52 in the morning. Both John and Lindsay are doing well, so we will give thanks for that also today in our prayers. We ask God's blessing on worship this day and know that He will bless us as He comes to us in His word, in His supper, to give to us the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world and life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You may kneel or sit for confession. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the gift of divine peace and pardon, with all our heart and with all our soul, let us pray to the Lord. for this nation, for our cities and congregations and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord. For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your peace through all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Old Testament reading for today is from Jeremiah chapter 29. For thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The sky above proclaims his handiwork.
The epistle reading for today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. John the Baptizer saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness. I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and borne witness that this is the Son of God." The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead. That will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
my prayer attend, my prayer attend, and I will praise thee without end.
The word of God that calls for our attention on this Life Sunday is the Old Testament reading for the day from Jeremiah chapter 29. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord, our life-giving Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. So what was the leading cause of death in this world in 2019? It was not cancer. It was not heart disease. It was not diabetes or war or violence in the streets, not even close. It was abortion. 5 times more people died from abortion than died from cancer last year. Turn back the clock with me for a second to 1982. A man by the name of North Sherrill, S-H-E-R-I-L-L, is pastor. Actually, he's still a pastor. But in 1982, he and his wife were expecting their 4th child. A rather insensitive doctor spoke to them and said, "Our worst nightmare has come true." It was his way of telling them that their child was going to have Down syndrome. He apparently knew all about the challenges of a Down syndrome child, but not the joys. The case of Baby Doe happened about the same time. Baby Doe was born in Indianapolis, also with Down syndrome. But Baby Doe's parents did not want him. Baby Doe's parents, with the help of medical personnel, starved their baby to death. 3 months after that happened, Mrs. Sherrill gave birth to their Down syndrome child. His name is Caleb. Baby Doe and baby Caleb had the same extra 21st chromosome. They both had the same challenges, mental and physical, in life, but one of them was never given a chance to live. Maybe Baby Doe's parents didn't know how precious their little child was to our Heavenly Father who created that life. Maybe they didn't know how precious he is also to Jesus who redeemed that life. Pastor and Mrs. Sherrill know. They know the promise of God in today's Old Testament reading. "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." God spoke those words first to his rebellious people just before they were to go into exile in Babylon. It was God's way of calling them to repentance, calling them back to him. When they got to Babylon, not the government and not the citizens of that country would give a whit about what happened to the Israelites. So it was easy for the people of God to feel like there was no reason for them to go on, no hope, no purpose for them, no future, not a cause for them to live any differently than the pagan Babylonians among whom they dwelt. They were despairing. And we tend to do that sometimes in life, sometimes in the battle to stand up for life, we do that. Like when an abortion clinic surreptitiously comes into being in Fairview Heights, Illinois. Oh, the plans they have for unborn children. Plans to abort 11,000 children this year. That would be the equivalent of every man and woman and child in Freeburg and Smithton and St. Laborie and Fayetteville and Paderborn and all the rest of the Freeburg High School District. And that is 11,000 just in Fairview Heights and just in 1 year, because next year they'll turn around and do it again, and then the year after and the year after. And when you are battling a resistant government, inconsistent court rulings, vast propaganda machine, and a multi-billion dollar abortion industry, it is easy to throw up your hands in despair and say, "We'll never win." But not only might we win, we already have won. our Lord Jesus Christ is not in the tomb. And when he returns, and he will, no baby ever again will be murdered. No senior will ever again be encouraged to take her own life with or without the help of a doctor. Unfortunately, most people in this world don't realize that Jesus has restored life. And so for the last 46 years, 11 months, and 3 days, abortion has been legal in our entire country. For the last 46 years, 11 months, and 3 days, 11 months and 28 days, we have left the impression that children are a burden rather than a blessing. For the last 46 years, 11 months, and 28 days, we have taken people who might have cured cancer and we have dismembered them, poisoned them, or suctioned them to death. For the last 46 years, 11 months, and 28 days, our culture has declared that a woman's right to do what she wants trumps her child's right to breathe. 46 years, 11 months, 28 days, but who's counting? God is. The God who made each of those children, the God who in Christ Jesus at the cross redeemed each of those children at the cost of his life. Look, Yahweh knew that his people would be demoralized when they were in Babylon. He knows that we'll be demoralized, desensitized, and likely to give up the battle in our culture against death. We dare not. Let's say one of the presidential candidates, doesn't matter whether they're Democrat or Republican or some other party, says, I have a law that I want passed as soon as I'm president. And that is that if your neighbor finds you inconvenient, it is okay for him to kill you. You're not going to vote for that candidate. And yet, isn't that exactly what candidates are espousing right now? That if a person, in this case an unborn child, is inconvenient, it's okay to kill them. We're not going to let a mass murderer or someone who condones mass murder lead our country or our state or our community. Or we don't think we will, but isn't abortion mass murder, legalized mass murder? Lord, bring us to true repentance, to a realization that our silence marks us with the blood of those babies. But Lord, teach us also to realize that when Jesus said, it is finished, he meant that every single sin of every human who's ever lived, including me, has been forgiven, covered by the blood of Jesus. That would be every act of sexual promiscuity that might lead to an unplanned pregnancy, every act to abort a child, every act of excusing infanticide by calling it reproductive choice, every act of silence on my part that led to those 60 million children being aborted in the United States since 1973, all covered by the blood of Christ. I live with his forgiveness. You live with his forgiveness. Oh, let us not return to the iniquities from which our Lord has redeemed us. Dear children of God, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, who takes away your sin and everyone else's sin, suggesting that even more important than fighting our culture of death is to invite everyone we meet to behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, to know that Lord Jesus Christ. And the two have a lot to do with each other, because the more people know life in Christ, the less there will be a desire to answer all of our problems by turning to death. God tells his Old Testament people precisely how long it is that they will be in exile. Thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you. I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. 7 decades in Babylon, no more. Then you'll come home. God gives the same sort of promise to you and me. He doesn't give the exact time, but he does say that our struggle isn't going to be forever. Perhaps today Jesus will return, visit us, and take us home. Home not to a house in Freeburg or Smithton or Belleville, but home to his house, where there is no more sorrow or crying or pain, where abortion and assisted suicide exist no longer, where every human is held precious, not only by God, but by every other human, where Christians will not need to fight tooth and nail for what is right, and where neither the Cheryl's child nor any of us will endure any abnormalities, body or soul. Paul says it in our second reading, you are waiting for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless. Guiltless because he has taken all your guilt, no matter what you have done in the past. It was that promise that their exile would end that gave hope and a future and courage to God's people who were in exile. That's why four men who were in exile, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel, could stand up and do what is right even when their lives were threatened with a fiery furnace or a den of lions. That same promise is what sustained John the Baptizer so that he continued to warn people about sin, including the government, Herod, even when he knew it might cost him his life, and in the end did cost him his life. It is that promise that life as we know it now is not going to continue forever that sustains us Christians, that gives to us hope, that gives to us a reason to speak boldly. Use your voice, use your vote, use your pen, use your picket sign, use your Facebook account and your Twitter account. Use every resource that you have to defend those who cannot defend themselves and to tell the world about the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I urge you to contribute to Lutherans for Life, maybe become a member of Lutherans for Life, contribute to the Vitae Society and to Mosaic's Pregnancy Resource Center. The baby bottles are back in the narthex. Pray for babies, for their parents, for the abortionists, for all who are convinced that the abortion industry is helping them when it is really, by all studies, harming them. Pray. Our voices are making a difference. The abortion rate in the United States is at its lowest rate since Roe v. Wade. The number of abortion clinics continues to drop, especially in the Midwest and in the South. More and more babies are being rescued because trained men and women, like those in the Coalition for Life, are standing at the entrance of the Planned Parenthood clinic in Fairview Heights and inviting the people who are in every car that enters to instead choose to go to the free medical bus of Mosaics that's right outside the fence of Planned Parenthood and is there because we're willing to fund those options. Our voices are making a difference. Oh, the plans that our Lord has for his people. Oh, the plans he had for his Old Testament people, but it didn't look like it. As the days counted down on those 70 years, it looked like God had reneged on his promise because there was no hope for them going out of exile. Everything was the same as it had been 70 years before, and then suddenly, unexpectedly, God sent a foreign king to conquer Babylon. And the Persian king by the name of Cyrus said, all of you exiles can go home now. And some of them went back to Israel, including the ones who would be the ancestors of your Savior. Oh, the plans that our Lord had, even for a pagan king named Cyrus, plans to make sure that you had a Savior. And so he sent that king to conquer Babylon. Oh, the plans he has still for his people today, sometimes in unexpected, even miraculous ways. Jane Doe of Doe Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade infamy, you may know, became a Christian. She's now with her Lord, but she spent the vast majority of her life, all of the end of her life, fighting to undo the abortion that was placed into this country in her name. There's a lady by the name of Carol Everett in Dallas who used to work to convince people to have abortions. Now she labors every single day to provide low-cost medical care to women who don't have much economic means so that they have options other than abortion. Dr. Beverly McMillan opened, very proudly, she says, the very first abortion clinic in Mississippi. And then she discovered the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and she came to realize that her faith and her job were incompatible with each other. If you look at the photos of the march in Washington, D.C. this week for life, you might see Elaine and Robin and Monica from our congregation. You might also see a lady by the name of Abby Johnson. Abby's had a movie made about her this last year called Unplanned, because she was once the director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas, but now works to free other abortion workers from that culture of death in which they're entrenched. Oh, the plans our Lord has, often miraculously unexpected, as he did for his Old Testament people when he sent Cyrus. The Sherrills couldn't possibly have known what plans God had for their little son, whose name is Caleb. Oh, they had some idea because they knew Caleb was redeemed by Christ Jesus. They knew that when the water splashed on his little head, his name would be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. What they didn't know was that when he became a teenager, he would stand before the congregation and confess that he too believed that faith that had been given to him at his baptism. They didn't know that he would become an acolyte and a youth group member and an usher and a committee member in their congregation. And I noticed now that he's, I believe, 37 years old. He was recently named the Walmart Employee of the Month. But Pastor Cheryl says the most moving moment was when his son was much younger than he is now, and the Cheryls had just lost their very first grandchild. And it was the grandchild's uncle, little Caleb, the one with Down syndrome, who reminded his family of the hope that every Christian has in the resurrection. He dropped crosses into the baby's grave, and Caleb said, "I'll see you in heaven." Oh, the plans our Lord had and still has for that child that a doctor said was a nightmare. Defend life in this culture of death, dear Christians, because you know the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world and the sin of you. You know the plans he has for you, plans to give you life instead of death, plans to give you heaven instead of hell, plans to bathe you in the forgiveness of baptism, plans to make your ears ring with the promises of his gospel that you are hearing even at this very moment, plans to feed you at his table both today and in the new creation, plans to give you, as he says, a future and a hope, an eternal future and an eternal hope. In the name of Jesus, amen. We stand for prayer. Let us pray. For the church on earth, for the saints of St. Mark, St. Peter, and St. Paul's churches, for Dave and Liz Maria in Venezuela, for David, Mark, Matthew, Woody, and the entire Christ our Savior family, that marveling over God's gracious plans for us, believers everywhere repent, trust the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and live joyfully as God's baptized people, let us pray to the Lord.
For our synod, that fraternal conversations bear fruit, that all divisions be healed by God's word, that we live and work in unity under the cross of Christ, and that our synod leaders be granted wisdom and bodily strength for their work. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy for the world, that all those who live without Christ repent of their sins, believe in the Lamb, be baptized in his name, and that we joyfully speak about Jesus in our daily lives. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. For the nations of this world, including those in our nation who make laws that affect life issues or are involved in impeachment proceedings, that the Almighty God provide wise and just rulers, content and compassionate citizens, honest industry and fruitful harvest, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. For the unborn, that the Lord Jesus Christ, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, grant them health and safe delivery, that he protect them from all danger, especially from those who would end their lives, that the Holy Spirit give us courage to speak and act in defense of life, and that God bless the efforts of Mosaic, Vitae Foundation, Lutherans for Life, the Coalition for Life, and all who defend God's gift of life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. For parents who are considering abortion and for the suffering who are contemplated assisted suicide, that the Lord who creates and preserves life change their hearts, grant them faith in his forgiveness and provisions, deliver them from fear, ease their pain, and provide alternatives that honor life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. For mothers who have undergone abortions, for fathers, family, and medical personnel who advocate elective abortion, that the Lord of life deliver them from hardened hearts, comfort the penitent with the assurance that the sacrifice of the Lamb of God has atoned for all of their sins and ours, and that he would keep them in peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. For husbands and wives who are unable to have children, that the Lord would grant them consolation and grace to trust God. And if it be his will, the gift of children, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. For all children who are in need of a family and home, that the Lord set his angels over them and provide to them loving parents, safety and security, that he lavish opportunities to receive his means of grace. And with our thanks for the birth of John, for the health of both John and Lindsay, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. For those who suffer from afflictions of body and mind, loneliness and despair, for Roy, Charlie, Devin, Herb, Bill, Ruth, Bob, Aaron, the Martinez family, Joshua, Holly, Barb, Clem, Nina, Dorothea, Roger, Beth, Matt, Tara, Barb, Charles, Norma, Kathy, and Sherry, that God grant them faith, strength, peace, and restoration. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. For all who receive the sacrament of the altar today, that the body and blood of the Lamb of God forgive our sins, strengthen our faith, encourage our witness to this world, and focus our faith on the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and the restoration of all creation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Heavenly Father, we beg you to receive our prayers and provide for us in the way you know is best. For we pray through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth, adored. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. As the glory of your presence once filled your ancient temple, so in the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, you manifested the fullness of your glory in human flesh. We give you thanks that in his most holy supper you reveal your glory to us. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood so that we may one day behold your glory face to face. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. The same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away.
Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, have mercy on us, Lord King.
body, the blood, and the life of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Go in his peace.
God appointed, O bright and holy morn, he comes, the King anointed, the Christ, the Virgin.
Receive the body, the blood, and the life of the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Go to his peace.
stand unshaken, in spirit to adore, that we through this world moving,
each glimpse of heaven proving, may reap its fullness there. Thanksgiving, give honor to Christ.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament, and we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.